Oh, hi. I didn't even know you were here. Do you know where my brother is? I see. Well, I wish you would have at least told me that he was going to leave me alone with one of his friends here. Yeah, I didn't even hear you come in. I've been in my room all afternoon. Ugh, that's so typical of him. He's never been very good at being on time, as you probably know by now. My folks and I were always waiting for him to get to family get-togethers and things like that. He's always late. How long have you been waiting for him? Yeah, they actually went away this weekend. By the way, do you want something to drink? You've got to be thirsty by now. Let me go get you a beer. Oh, come on. It may not seem like it, but my brother tells me more than you may think. I know you guys are always drinking wherever you go together, and it's Saturday, so let me give you a head start. I'll even open it for you, okay? I actually happen to have one right here. Of course, I'm old enough. I turned 21 last month. Silly. Here you go. Oh, my pleasure. And I'm sure he'll be back soon. I hope this isn't a little bit awkward for you. Well, because I think this is the longest that you and I have ever been alone together. Oh. Well, never mind then. I'm glad that we both feel that way. So, how are you and what's her name again? Emily, that's right. How are you and Emily doing? You guys have been together for what, about a year now? Seriously? When did that happen? Oh my goodness, so that was just the other day. Oh, well, I'm sorry. I had no idea. Yeah, that must have been really hard on you. Really? You were the one to break up with her? Yeah, I get that. I've been with a few guys myself where I've had to end it because I just felt like we weren't compatible enough, so I know what it's like. Even though you've probably been with a lot more people than I ever have. I bet that means that you and my brother are gonna be partying around town all weekend long, huh? Oh, is that so? But you have so many girls after you. I mean, I see them on campus. I think I was in the bathroom the other day when I heard one that mentioned your name to her friends. Wow, I never thought I'd hear you say that. Well, forgive me for saying this, but you've always kind of seemed like a player to me. Kind of like my brother. I don't really think that kind of stuff mattered to you. I don't know, I figured you were the same way. You know, you can tell quite a lot about a person based on who their friends are. You're not, though, are you? I don't know, I always kind of had a feeling there might be more to you, though. I guess I was right. Can I let you in on a little secret? Back when you guys would have games every Friday night, I didn't go to every single one because my mom forced me to. She never really forced me to do anything. I went to them because I wanted to see you play. I'm not kidding. I did, and I also kind of always had this fantasy that maybe one night you'd want to hang out with me after the game. I know it's stupid, and you don't have to respond to that. It's just something that I wanted to get off my chest, now that you're unattached. I really thought my brother would be home by now. Let me text him really quick. Didn't you say he was around the corner? That's so weird. I wonder what's taking him so long. Oh gosh, he just wrote that he won't be back for another half hour, and to tell you that he's sorry that he's making you wait so long. You know, since we're the only ones here, I would hate to just abandon you in the living room. Do you want to come to my room with me for a little bit? We can hang out. Oh, I really don't mind at all. In fact, I just cleaned everything and I did my laundry and I organized and it'll be fun. You've never been in my room, have you? Well, there's a first time for everything. I got this new comforter that's super soft. You've got to feel it. Oh, that's considerate of you. Here, let me throw that can out for you. Let's go. Follow me. Oh, thanks. I designed it all by myself. You can sit down wherever you want. Even if it's on my bed. No, say it. It's all right, please. Say what you were gonna say. You already brought it up, so now you have to. What? Let me guess, my brother put you up to this, didn't he? This is just another one of those practical jokes that you guys love to play on people, isn't it? Ugh, you're lying. Very funny. You're serious. So if we hadn't found ourselves alone today, would you have just never told me? Would you just have kept it to yourself? Well, I wasn't ever planning on telling you that either. I don't know what came over me. But yes, of course that was the truth. Of course that's how I really feel. I can't say that I still don't kind of like you. I always kind of have. Didn't you know? Couldn't you tell by the way I acted around you all those times? My brother definitely noticed. He would always tell me, right after he noticed when you weren't around, to never, ever even think about it, that you were his best friend, and it's not an option for me. That doesn't make me stop having a crush on you. I've always found you attractive since the day I met you. But yes, I know he's not, I know he wouldn't be thrilled about this. I mean, I myself am dumbfounded that you liked me too. I know. Can you even imagine? His best friend and his little sister. He'd probably lose it. Well, we can just keep all of this between us, between the two of us. We never have to tell him. He never has to find out. Well, I'm not going to tell anybody about what I confessed to you, and I promise he's not going to find out. So, what now? I almost want to pinch myself just to make sure I'm not dreaming right now. Yes, I've had a few dreams of you here and there, not that many. I'd love to hang out with you one night, just the two of us. Yeah, I do. I think we'd have a really good time. And I think it should go without saying that there's clearly a little bit of tension and possibly a lot of chemistry between us. And of course, I'd probably want to take things slow, for now at least, but I can't say I'm not crazy excited for, what should I call it, a secret date? Next Thursday? No, I'm not doing anything. At your place? That's right, that's a good point. He does usually go to sleep really early on Thursday nights, so there's no chance of him trying to come over and see you, and I could just say that I'm going out with some friends. I think we might just be able to get away with it, don't you? Yeah, we could totally pull it off. I know, I think this is the closest that our faces have ever been to each other, isn't it? Oh, I've always found your lips to be so sexy. And they taste really good too. They're even softer than my comforter. I always thought you were really funny too. I know. I can't wait either. Oh shit, he's back. He wasn't supposed to be back for another 20 minutes. Why is he here so early? It's gonna take him a minute. Just go into the bathroom and just pretend you were using the bathroom. It's fine. Go. Until then, I'll see you around.